Like, it's not. So today we are continuing the journey of the Shikshastakam. Can you hear me there? Yeah? So after the first verse that was giving all the glorification or all the result that one will attain in chanting the holy name, then come the second verse where we hear about the extreme power of the holy name and no restriction to chant in any place, any circumstance, from any caste, any persons can do that. And then we came to this very, very important turning point of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu using this word of Durdevam, saying, but I'm so unfortunate because I don't have love of God, I don't have taste, because I'm committing aparad. And here is the super important turning point that will transform our japa, that will bring this impetus, this feeling of, I'm so unfortunate, I do not feel love, I do not have the connection to what I'm doing while chanting. So from these two devam, yesterday we went into those two tips of concentration, this hearing one mantra and connecting the name with the person. So today we come to the third verse of Shikshastakam, which is basically on humility. While we have those techniques of concentration, and we are there, and we are trying and trying, one naturally comes to the point of understanding, actually, I do not have the strength or the power to give up those offenses. One just comes naturally in the point of humility. By trying, but feeling I'm actually not so successful, I'm not able really to do it on my own, then one comes to the point of humility. Then humility naturally comes just by trying again and again and again. And Bhujan Prabhu explained that when we are chanting japa, we are actually facing our own sincerity in Krishna consciousness. We are actually front of our own sincerity, because the only things we can do is the sincerity of our attempt. We cannot do more than this. So this is a very subtle point, but when we become painfully aware of our lack of ability to concentrate, from that point humility comes, and from that point we can turn that into becoming a beggar for the holy name. In India, the saints, they go in village to beg for food, for beg for madukari. And it's not that you will get everywhere something. It's not that you will get opulent food, but they just keep on going. They have tolerance, respect, and they keep on until they get whatever is necessary. So when we are begging, we must be ready that it will not come immediately. We must understand that we will need to keep on begging, that we will need to increase this prayer, this begging attitude until it will come. So that's where we are today, to chant the holy name with this attitude of begging. First of all, we have to come to this Durdevam. We have to come to this point of understanding, I need to have taste. I need to have this connection to the chanting. And from there, we can develop this humility and this begging attitude for the holy name to reveal. Haridas Thakur pray in Harinam Chintamani, like, please, holy name, dear holy name, please appear. Please come and dance on my tongue. I fall at your lotus feet. I beg you, please appear. So this should be our prayer while we are chanting, coming to that begging attitude, begging the holy name to appear. And it's not just begging to receive the bliss, but begging to being able to serve the name. And how to serve the name? Begging to be able to hear the name. This is how we want to serve the holy name, is by hearing the holy name. So the the root of the prayer is, my dear Lord, please, please allow me to hear the name. And then we should increase it. We should repeat that prayer. It should become like intensified as we chant, so that we should not give it up. We should keep on trying to hear the name, keep on trying these concentration tools, but at the same time to increase that prayerful attitude, that beggar attitude, to be allowed to hear the holy name.